So, yeah, if you were paying attention today, Giants camp. You know, and heading into it, it's funny because I listened to all the beat writers and read all the stories. And, you know, typically when you have dual practices, when you welcome a team in to practice with you, as the Giants did the Lions, and last year they went and practiced with the Lions last year, you expect a little bit of this stuff. It's the first time you're playing another team. It's the first time you're practicing against another team. Some of these chippiness even happens when you're practicing with your own team early on in camp. So you expect some sort of aggression. But what we've seen here at Giant Camp, the amount of fights, the eight different fights, offensive, defensive, everything. You know, I don't know if it speaks to the coach. I don't know if it speaks to anything other than last year and the perception of last year. And I think the coach probably made the team aware of it, and certainly the writers were aware of it. Last year, it was a glaring, and it ended up being like a little bit of a prophecy. They weren't ready to compete with the Lions last year, right? Last year, when they had this dual practice against the Lions, now the Lions were coming off a frustrating season, but a great end, as they beat the Packers the last game of the year to keep them out of the playoffs, to keep Aaron Rodgers out of the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs. They had nothing to play for. But they did go into Lambeau, win that game. They were one of the hotter teams down the stretch of that season. And they were coming out and with high expectations for this, for that, for last year upcoming. And at that practice, the Giants were coming off a playoff year, a playoff win on the road. And, you know, they were kind of on equal footing, I would think. I don't think anybody thought the Giants were world beaters, but certainly a playoff team and a good team. And that was the perception of last year's team. And the Lions were this hungry group with Dan Campbell as the head coach, who finished the year hot but fell just short. And the Lions kicked the crap out of the Giants last year. Just kicked the crap out of them. So I think heading into this practice with these two teams, one, everybody expected more of the same. The Lions are a team, you know, made it to the NFC Championship game, expected to get back there at least. One of the better teams in the NFC, one of the well-coached teams in the NFC. A lot of weapons offensively, speed, quarterback who has been much maligned throughout his career and jettisoned after even taking to the Rams to the Super Bowl, but a quarterback that really has reshaped his career in Detroit. But a Lions team that's tough. A Lions team that, you know, gets knocked down and bites your kneecaps on the way up, the whole nine. And I think the Giants were ready for it. And I think that, you know, I don't know if it means anything, because I'm hearing, you know, a bunch of stuff about, hey, like, this is supposed to be a Super Bowl team and the Giants were right there with them. And the Giants were, you know, if I would even say that the Giants got the better of the play on offense compared to the Lions defense. And I saw a lot of good things. And I'm trying to be optimistic about this team, this Giant team, but I don't want to get too excited about practice, because I view it as just last year, for those who were still there. I know every year the team's slightly different. But for those who remember it, the Giants came into this practice, got their ass kicked, and knew the Lions were for real. So I think the aggression, I think the fights, I think the scuffles, and I think just the overall toughness from the play, because let's be honest, as they're playing 7-on-7, as they're playing, you know, these practices, if you come out and you hustle and you're determined, like, you can overcome some skill stuff, I would think, in these practices, where you can shine brighter than you might on a real NFL field when it comes down to making big plays for an entire game. If you come out, no one's, you know, they're not going deep into their playbook. This is about just lining up, trying to get open, running usual routes, running base offense stuffs, and ultimately, at the line of scrimmage, beat the man in front of you. And if you come out determined, especially early on in these practices, like, I don't want to make too much of it, but at the same time, I am pretty positive on what we've seen in camp and what we've seen in these practices, and I love the Daniel Jones angle, because I got to tell you, I don't know. You know how I feel about Daniel Jones. I went on and on about Daniel Jones yesterday. I think it's nonsense that he's ranked as low as he is, whether it's Madden. I've seen other lists from NFL players, whatever the case may be. He is far too disrespected across this league. This is a guy who has taken a team to the playoffs and won a road playoff game. But at the same time, he's injury prone. I don't think he's that accurate. I don't think he goes through progressions very well. And he doesn't score enough points. Now, the weapons have been what the weapons are, and I'm hoping this year will be different. But I have to think that after this is what, take six on the whole, let's get him an offensive line, some weapons, and see what he can do the year of Daniel Jones. I can't help but think that Joe Shane and Hard Knocks specifically got to Daniel Jones. Because I'm not saying Daniel Jones isn't a tough guy. I'm not saying Daniel Jones isn't a leader on this team, right? He's got the Vanilla Vic moniker from Barkley. I think he is one of the leaders of this team. I think he's done a good job with that. I think they believe in him. I think half the team thought that he got paid when Saquon should have got paid. I think that's been a little bit of an issue. But I think he's a tough kid who has been a fairly decent enough leader. I mean, nobody's been good at anything on this team. They lose too much. But I'll give him whatever credit there is for it. But I think the feistiness, I mean, in comments defending himself, right? He's in comments about how good he is. And then he gets on a field, and he's right there in the mix for fights. He, from day one, now, I'm sorry, I don't think he would have had to have been on the field day one. He was going to be the starter once they didn't draft a quarterback. I understand he's healthy, and when if you're healthy, you're out there. But, I mean, from day one, he has gotten every single rep. He's coming off an ACL injury in November. November. I honestly think maybe the smartest thing that the New York Giants did was not hide what we all thought they would hide. Myself included. I talked about, hey, what are they really going to show them bad-mouthing Daniel Jones? Are they really going to show how intense they tried to get another quarterback? Are the Giants have final editorial? Are they really going to allow that to happen? And they did. And they showed far more than I thought they would. And they showed, you know, at the combines going across to New England and trying to make a deal. Or whether the morning of the draft, you know, calling the Patriots and saying, hey, listen, just tell me one way or another. I can't go about building my day with this over my head. They did everything they could to move up to get a quarterback and supplant Daniel Jones. They did everything they could. And then he watched it on TV. And he was probably warned about it, and he knew it was coming. And he might have even been told all along throughout the entire process while it was happening during the draft that, hey, we're, you know, it's possibility. We can get a quarterback. It's nothing to do with you, blah, blah, blah. I think you forget the weapons, which we obviously know, right? Neighbors, no joke, looks great at this practice. Making a toe touch catch that they ruled out of bounds, but it looked like, if you watched it on the replay, that he was in bounds, whatever. You know he's a legitimate, excellent wide receiver, and it's popping off all over the field, and along with the fights, that was kind of a talking point of yesterday's dual practice, that Neighbors is going to be a problem for other teams in the NFL, and hopefully that's the case. And obviously, I like Wendell Robinson and his speed, and his, you know, get him the ball quick and let him make people miss kind of slot receiver role that they think fine if they have him on. And honestly, I think Hyatt is probably the big question mark of this team and the difference between having a hopefully serviceable passing game and having a very impressive passing game. If he is really going to make that next leap, if he's going to utilize his speed as well as some instinctual route running and doing different things, you know, and having good hands and being as productive as he was in college, obviously, then maybe this offense can be something special. But maybe the best thing they did, besides getting him weapons, besides adding Runyon, and besides adding Illuminor and adding other offensive guys and adding Van Roten at the tail end of camp here, which is where the fight started from, and that's who Daniel Jones was defending. Despite giving him weapons and despite giving him offensive lineman and trying to help him overall and bring a pass rusher and help him by helping with his defense and everything else, whatever you could have done to help Daniel Jones, maybe, just maybe, giving him the extra motivation of, hey, we're done with you. I don't care about the contract. I don't care about this. You're not healthy and you don't score touchdowns, and we're looking to move on. And to have it as out in the open now, maybe that was something that Daniel Jones needed. And maybe that provided a spark. And yeah, I get that, hey, he's been injured. You don't want to mess around. don't get involved in this stuff. You're the quarterback. You're wearing a red shirt for a reason. Don't get involved in the melees. Don't get involved in this stuff. You saw even Brian Burns say, hey, we, you know, that's great, but we don't need you in there. No, I think this is exact. And if he gets hurt, he gets hurt. Let's be honest. They were halfway to a new quarterback anyway. I like Daniel Jones. I hope he doesn't get hurt. I hope I'm wrong about him, and he's the quarterback for the next 10 years. I genuinely do. But he needs to just go out there and play with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. And I know he, the year that he had to prove, the only year he's been successful and the only winning the Giants have ever done is when Daniel Jones had to prove himself. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option. He was going to be a free agent. He had 1 year to we talked a lot about playing on free agent years in the course of the show. But he had 1 year where he had to prove himself. And he did. And I'm not saying he doesn't care or that that's what he needs to be motivated, but maybe it's helped. And whether it's the beard, whether it's getting involved in the fighting, whether it's, you know, not having a great start to his camp but looking better in this game against Detroit, or practice, should I say, against Detroit, whatever the case may be, I'm really starting to think that Hard Knocks and the openness and the level of just, hey, this is business and this is how we have to go about it, really spoke to Daniel Jones and hopefully this offense and this team about, hey, listen, we're in rebuild mode and we're taking note. And if you're not good enough, we'll move on. But that's the Daniel Jones element of it, which I love. The other element of it, this team decided that they got their ass kicked last year and they didn't want to get their ass kicked this year. And they showed up to play one of the better teams in the NFL and they didn't give an inch. And I still don't know what it means for the team. I'm not riding high off of one practice. I feel like a lot of Giant fans, you know, got the enthusiasm of it. I know I like watching the talking Giant guys. I got to get them on at one point. I try to get them on here. I think the talking Giant guys on John Boyd do a great job. They were really pumped. I know Sean, watching him come in here and starting the show yesterday in the afternoon drive with Tiki, was pumped about the surprise practice. I saw, you know, everywhere, every reporter saying, hey, I expected the Giants to get their ass kicked, and the Giants showed up, and, you know, Burns was living in the backfield, which hopefully is a positive, and that can continue. And, hey, you know what? The offense probably got the better of the Lions' defense more than not, and it was impressive, and that's fine, and I'm on it. But I care more about the – I don't care about that because it's a practice, and I'm not sure that talent level is something that dominates in these practices. I mean, yes, okay, the great player, sure. Neighbors goes out there and dominates, fine. But when you're talking about just in the trenches, you're talking about running base plays, you're talking about one team showed up knowing last year they got their ass kicked and it wasn't going to happen again. Does it mean they're better than the Lions? I don't know. Does it mean they're right there with the Lions? I don't think so. I don't think that that's one practice proves necessarily, and I don't want to get riding too high. But what it does tell you is this coach and this team doesn't like getting their ass kicked. And last year, at this time, they got their ass kicked. And it led into what? It led into the beginning of the season getting their asses kicked. It led to 40-0 against Dallas. So what I will say is the team's added some talent. The wide receiving core looks as good as it's ever looked, if not the best it's looked with Daniel Jones for sure. The defensive front is damn good, and hopefully Burns is what he was, if not better than what he was in Carolina, and getting after a quarterback in this Bowen defense. Hopefully him and Thibodeau can create that kind of, you know, healthy competition that could get them both in the defensive backfield. You know how good Dexter Lawrence is. The offensive line should be a hell of a lot better. We're still waiting on Evan Neal if that ever is going to happen. But, I mean, you're talking about a shored up middle of the line, the interior of the line. You got one of the best left tackles in the sport, and you got an angry Daniel Jones who's out there looking to fight. Who's out there looking to get back immediately and not ease his way into camp. Who's already clamoring to start and play snaps in the first preseason game on Thursday. And I think a lot of it has to do, at least with Daniel Jones, with that, with Hard Knocks and openly telling the world, yeah, we were ready to move on from you. And he knows his contract situation. He knows his injury situation. He knows he can't get injured. He knows they have to get out of the gate on fire to play. Because that's the other underlying thing of this is we all say, oh, Daniel Jones gets the year. Daniel Jones does not get the year. Daniel Jones gets half the year. And if there isn't winning being done, and they look the same they have over the last, you know, five of the last 6 years, Daniel Jones is not going to get an opportunity to finish this season because they're not going to let him get hurt and guarantee that contract. This Giant team is under more pressure. This quarterback is under more pressure to get this season started in the exact opposite of how last season started than you can possibly imagine. Daniel Jones knows he needs to perform right away. That's why he's in camp. That's why he's feisty. And this team knows they need to win, and the start of these seasons have crippled this team. The start of these seasons have ruined these seasons, and it's time for this team that has added some pieces, that has fixed this offensive line a bit, and has a couple of guys who can get after the quarterback to show up. And step one was showing up against the team that kicked their ass last year in this dual practice. And they did it. And they showed up, and they fought, and they made sure that the Lions didn't walk away from these 2 days the same way they did last year, thinking, hey, we just kicked the tar out of the New York Giants. And hopefully that's the beginning of what can be a positive season for the New York Giants. I'm starting to come around on it a little bit. I still have no faith in the quarterback to stay healthy or to perform. I'm still worried about the defensive corner, the defensive backfield, which again, Flott got beat for a touchdown. And, you know, besides Banks, they don't really have a cornerback. Inexperienced cornerbacks get beat. That's just plain and simple. That's how the NFL works. So there's still a lot of question marks about this team. But for this first day, I love the attitude that Daniel Jones has taken to camp from day one. And I love the idea that they knew that the Lions walked all over them last year and it wasn't going to be the same this year. And it led to fights because I think the Lions were expecting it to be the same. Not only was I expecting it to be the same, not only were most of the beat writers expecting it to be the same, but it feels like the Lions were expecting it to be the same. And when the Giants gave pushback, and they did, it led to a little bit of brouhahas, as a word I haven't heard in a while from the great Pat Boyle. So hopefully this Giants season could be a little bit better than I had previous expectations for, but I'm not going crazy off of one practice. I'll just say this. The Giants decided yesterday they weren't going to get their ass kicked. We'll see how they show up today. And we'll see if this, you know, passing attack that has legitimate three good options, including one of the most talented wide receivers in the game. And that's, you know, I think it's probably premature to say that, but we understand how dynamic neighbors can be. This passing game needs to be a hell of a lot better. This offense needs to be a hell of a lot better. This offensive line needs to be a hell of a lot better. And day one, check the box.